This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Labor shortages in all sorts of fields have been a common thread in the pandemic recovery economy. In some fields, that crunch may soon get a lot worse thanks to some big federal investments. Last year's Inflation Reduction Act will channel hundreds of billions of dollars into clean energy projects, including tax credits for wind and solar power and rebates for making homes and businesses more energy efficient and upgrading electrical systems. Problem is, it's going to be kind of hard to electrify America without a lot more electricians. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that story.
At an office park near Washington, D.C., a group of high school students spends afternoons huddled around workbenches, wearing safety goggles and helmets, learning to carefully strip wires and run them through conduit. Among the students at Independent Electrical Contractors Chesapeake, an apprenticeship and training organization in suburban Maryland, is 18-year-old Mia Clay.
This is like the metal wire, and we had to cut it open and twist it off and then put the red cap on it and then screw on this little attachment. And then I think today we're going to learn how to put it in the box and stuff.
Students training to go into the skilled trades were in short supply even before the influx of funding from the Inflation Reduction Act. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the U.S. currently needs about 80,000 new electricians every year.
A lot of the labor force in skilled trades is older and is retiring. And that's just a natural fact of life.
Joshua Hawley is a professor at The Ohio State University who researches workforce development. He says those retiring electricians aren't being replaced with younger workers. And we might not notice the shortage when it comes to big marquee projects funded by the IRA, like, say, a giant battery plant.
You're probably going to be able to pay the wages that are going to attract the skilled labor that's going to come.
But when it comes to smaller projects, installing solar panels on businesses, heat pumps in homes, EV charging stations at apartment buildings.
My guess is I think you're going to have a bit of a harder time.
Because electricians who do those things are already struggling to meet demand. Mark Doles is vice president of MR Electricians in Rockville, Maryland. He has almost 36 electricians on staff, several apprentices in training, and...
We just purchased another electrical contractor because we couldn't find people. So we purchased another contractor basically just for their manpower.
Doles has a solid recruitment pitch. With no experience, start as a helper at $17 an hour, get 4 years of fully paid and paid for training, then a bump to $26 an hour, plus a 401k, life insurance, health insurance.
I have electricians that work for me that make over $100,000 a year. So, I mean, they're doing very well. I mean, they're making very, very good livings.
But there's something that hurts his ability to recruit. Stigma.
For quite a while, it's been viewed that we were blue collar, we're not intelligent, you do grunt work, and it's the furthest thing from the truth.
Young people aren't usually the ones balking at going into the trades. Paula Baylor, the workforce development manager at IEC Chesapeake, says it's usually their parents.
If you are generations of family that's going to college, you think that's the path for the next one in line. Everybody wants an electrician, but they want somebody else's kid to be their electrician.
Baylor warns that the shortage will make those IRA projects cost more and take longer to get done.
It's going to raise the wage, but it won't only raise the wage for the best electricians. It'll raise the wage for all electricians because you're going to need bodies on job sites.
In addition to class stigma, the trades have some gender diversity issues. 18-year-old Mia Clay is one of just a handful of girls in her program, and she stands out a bit. With perfect makeup, curly hair tucked under her helmet, and a star sticker on her cheek.
I look like pretty girly, but I like to do things with the hands. Like, I'm going to do it. I'm a hard worker.
I point out we have matching French manicures, and Clay responds that part of why she wants to be an electrician is so she can make enough money to live the kind of life she wants. House in the suburbs, financially comfortable.
But, like, I want to keep getting my nails done, so I don't see why not. Like, I don't have to change myself just to be in the field. Like, I feel like I don't have to make myself, like, less feminine to be in the field.
And to fill all the green energy jobs that are coming, the field needs Mia Clay and many more like her. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.